I got it. I finally got it.
Phil!
Ethan, hold on. I'm with a customer. Sorry about that, sir. That'll be $7.95.
Dollars?
And cents.
That's too much.
Well, that's what the price tag says. Would you like to speak to the manager?
If you're cheating me, it'll just be on your conscience. I hope you can live with yourself.
I think I can try.
Good. I'll be watching you.
Okay. Have a good day, sir.
Phil, why didn't you tell him about our podcast?
You know, I really didn't feel like it was the time.
It's always time to talk about our podcast.
But that's not really true. It just gets pretty tiring having to be nice to people like that all day long.
I know what you mean. Except I never try to be nice to people. It just comes naturally. Anyway, speaking of my mom's car...
What?
I finally got it, Phil!
Got what?
What I've been waiting for all week. My... drumroll, please... driver's permit!
Welcome to Auto Society. What's that?
Hi, Jack.
Welcome to Auto Society. Would you like something hot? Hot.
Hi there.
Good evening, I'm John Watsonberger, and this is a ceiling fan Odyssey News Update. Local private investigator Harlow Doyle is forced to investigate his own past. Chief correspondent Tom Artichoke has the details. Tom?
Thanks, John. I'm standing here with Summer Summers, one of the overprotective parents of Odyssey, who's pretty surprised at the situation that's begun to unfold this week. Miss Summers, what seems to be the problem?
Well, I'm so utterly shocked at the situation.
And which situation would that be?
Well, we always assumed that Mr. Doyle was pretty harmless. I guess I never thought his past would turn out to be so dark. He won't be solving any of our cases anymore, which is almost too bad, because the airline lost my suitcase.
What are you waiting for?
Sorry, I guess I was waiting for Harlow to pop up and say, "Ooh, a case," or something like that.
Yes, we will miss that. I also had the opportunity to speak with Harlow's good friend and former roommate at the Academy, Frank Jenilek, who will give me a little more insight into the story.
Yeah, I know old Hawes. Though his name wasn't Harlow Doyle back then. You see, last week Hawes was surfing around Ancestry.com, and he realized he didn't know who his parents were. In the past, I've tried to hide it all from him. It would just be too much for him to handle. But he became insistent. The poor guy couldn't let this one go. Just couldn't let it go.
And what exactly was it that he discovered, Frank?
Well, it all started back at the Academy. He wasn't too bright at the time, but the force was spread too thin and they were passing everybody who could get through. When he graduated, they stuck him here in Odyssey, figuring it was a small town. What I'm gonna do? Old Haas loved it. Then things went terribly wrong.
In what way?
Some poor kid was having some trouble at school with a bully. The kid came to David, that was his name back then, David Harley. He came to him for the advice, and needless to say, his advice was unfounded and confusing. Long story short, the kid followed his advice, and the results were... less than pretty. Hold on, sorry.
By all means, Frank, take your time.
In the end, Hawes was kicked off the force. Out of embarrassment, he changed his name, and I guess over time his brain suppressed the memory. That is, until last week when he went digging again.
Well, what will he do now?
Well, he will be sad for a few days, then probably forget about it again. This happens every few years.
Interesting. Well, thank you very much, Frank, for your time. John, now we know, and knowing is half the battle.
Yes, Tom. Yes, it is. Thank you for that interesting story. Until next time, I'm John Watsonberger, and this has been a Ceiling Fan Odyssey News Update.
Ethan, no. Ethan, you're too fast. No, too slow. Put it
wait,
in gear.
Like this?
Wait. What? Okay, stop. Let's just take a breath.
So, how am I doing?
Can't your mom help you with this?
Nah, she's at work. You're the only one I know over 21.
All right, let's try it one more time.
1 hour later.
No. No, Ethan, use your turn signal. There you go. Now you're getting it.
All right, cool. I think I'm getting it. Do you think I could turn the engine on now?
Well, I think that's about enough for today.
You know, Phil, we could do this.
Do what?
What do you think?
I have no idea.
But, you know, we're probably going to need James, too.
All right.
Let me call him.
Hello?
James, get your stuff packed. We're on.
Oh, okay. Bye.
What are you talking about? Lunch, right? We're talking about getting lunch?
Phil, remember earlier when you said you wish you didn't have to deal with people that you can't stand?
Well, yeah, I guess.
Well, this is your chance. This is all of our chances. I'm out of school. I have over $8,000 saved up for college, which I'm never going to use. And now I can drive.
Well, maybe not. Are you still talking about lunch?
No, Phil. I'm talking about the ceiling fan road trip to find Odyssey, 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 Odyssey. Gotta find Odyssey, yeah.
What? I can't do that. I don't have...
Your stuff packed? No worries, I got it all right here. I even brought your laptop so you can play World of Battle Arts when we stop at hotels with Wi-Fi.
Oh, well, all right, I guess. I take it you've been planning this for a while, then.
We better go get James.
All right, well, let's go. But drive slow.
All right. Wah! James, let's go!
I hope this isn't a mistake.
It isn't. Trust me, Phil. You gotta have a little fun.
Whoa, Ethan, you're driving?
Of course, James. Why not? Get in the back.
Well, alright, I'm ready. Let's go.
Let's go! So long, Shipshewana, Indiana, and Odyssey, USA, here we come!
Where should we head first?
Well, where do you think Odyssey would most likely be?
Well, we have all summer. I've never been to England. Let's drive there first.
Ethan, England isn't in the United States. We can't drive there without going across the ocean.
Well, then they need to build a bridge soon.
Right.
But there's New England.
Sounds close enough to me. And who cares about Old England anyway?
All right. New England it is.
Here we go!
Ethan, you gotta warn us before you do those U-turns. Why'd you turn the car around anyway?
Heading west to New England!
New England is east.
Oh.
Of course, we were already headed east.
Yeah, we're headed west now.
Whoops.
This is gonna be one long car ride.
So are we finally on our way?
Yes, sir, we are on our way. Wait, James, did you bring the...
Portable coffee maker? Got it right here.
Great. Then yes, we are on our way. Oh, let me see the tape recorder. Hey guys, until next time, I'm Ethan Daniels. The Ceiling Fan is a presentation of Tadpole Media Group. Today's episode was written and directed by Kevin McCreary and produced by KMAP Studios. For more information about The Ceiling Fan, go to ceilingfanpodcast.com. Thanks again, and we'll see you guys next time on the road trip.
So Ethan, did you remember to tell Kevin about this trip?
Nah, I don't think he'll mind.
Oh, okay, good.
That's right!
It's back. The Ceiling Fan Fan Hijack Contest. Step 1. Download and finish writing the episode script provided with your own unique twist. Step 2. Create your own episode of The Ceiling Fan. Step 3. Submit your creative masterpiece. Step 4. Keep listening to The Ceiling Fan to find out if you're the winner. Check out ceilingfanpodcast.com/contest for all the details. The contest deadline is August 16th, 2010, so get your entries in on the second annual Ceiling Fan Fan Hijack.
Hi!
Aw, man. I hate that guy.